It is time once again for our Chatham County Roundup on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to hear what is happening around the Chatham community. And there is no doubt that there are few people as plugged into the Chatham community as those over at the Chatham News and Record. Joining me on the phone today, editor and publisher of the paper, Bill Horner III. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Hey, Brighton. I'm great. How are you doing?
I am all right. So word is that you are back from a well-timed vacation, and it seems like the great team at the News and Record was able to hold down the fort while you were away. But you were enjoying, I think, was it a cruise, a time away at a beach, and then you come back and suddenly we get all this snow and ice.
Yeah. My wife and I went on a cruise, and of course it was a working vacation. The good thing about technology is, I can put the paper together from a cruise ship deck or anywhere where there's internet. So I was actually, this time 2 weeks ago, was up on the deck, proofing copy, approving pages. And of course, the team here, as you know, they do such a remarkable job. But we got it done, and it's nice that we can do that because, with COVID, we're working remotely a lot anyway. So it doesn't matter if you're in the Caribbean or if you're over at a McDonald's. As long as you got internet, you're good.
Yeah, well, I know that COVID-19 is still certainly presenting plenty of challenges, and talking about some topics that we wanted to cover, you guys have been doing some great local COVID-19 coverage for this whole pandemic over at the paper, and you mentioned that you've got kind of a column that you are penning that is coming out in this week's edition of the paper regarding COVID-19 and the latest mask recommendations, correct?
Yeah, and it's a little bit unusual, and we like to, and I always encourage the staff to think about ways to tell the story in first person. It is unusual for a newspaper, for a news story to be done in first person, but I was really kind of struck while we were away, because a couple of weeks before the cruise, of course, the CDC comes out and says, don't cruise. It's not a good place to be, and so you shouldn't cruise. They recommended people not do that. We had rescheduled this cruise about four times, so we wanted to make it work. And of course, to get on board, you've got to be fully vaccinated. You've got to have a negative COVID test. And we felt like, gosh, it probably would work out okay. So we went for it. And, one of the things that happened on board was we had a crew member we were talking to who said, and this is someone who's been in the cruise industry for a long time and someone who was very concerned about COVID. And he said, I really feel like the safest place to be is on a cruise ship because folks are going to be vaccinated. They're going to come on board with a negative test. But the other thing is everybody was wearing masks. You were fully masked inside unless you were eating and drinking. And then they had a sip and cover policy. And if you couldn't socially distance outside, you were masked. And it was during the time that we were on the ship that, of course, the CDC, and I know we're all frustrated with some of the changing guidelines that the CDC has, but it was during that time that the CDC came out with this recommendation about using N95 masks. So I thought it would be good to write about kind of this whole, the shifting perspective of the CDC, what we're learning. We have all got boatloads of masks that we've got, and now we're being told, we really need to use an N95. So I kind of really tied all this together in a narrative. It's a pretty long piece in this week's paper about that whole picture, about the changing guidelines, how to negotiate and navigate through the mask parade. And then another thing that happened that I talk about too is the fact that right before we left, I tried to order some KN95 masks, just to be extra safe. And it turns out the ones I got were counterfeit, and the CDC also said, look, you really got to be aware of counterfeit masks. So this long piece that I've written kind of weaves all of this together and kind of talks about that experience.
Yeah, I think people are going to appreciate it because I think it's something that a lot of folks have been confused on. I mean, there are plenty of folks that just say, okay, whatever the CDC says I'm going to do, I'm going to do that. But, a lot of folks have sunk money into either handmade masks or very detailed masks that they've been wearing for a while. Some people have started small businesses all around it. And then switch happens because of the Omicron variant and we have to shift gears. Now, I don't want to give the whole story away, but what did you, can you share a little bit about what you learned and who you talked with to try and get some updated info?
Yeah, well, we've done a lot with the Chatham County Public Health Department. Mike Zellick shared some advice, and then we reached out to Chatham Hospital, and one of the folks in the Chatham Hospital shared with us some really good advice about not only where to find masks, but also how to wear masks. One of the things that the CDC says is that, you know, the most important thing is to have a good fitting mask. Any mask is better than no mask. And if you can't get an N95, get one that's good, but get one that fits well. But they also have provided guidance about cloth masks, about the fact that we're supposed to be washing them, and how many wears can we get out of an N95 mask. So I've got information not only from the county and the state, but also from the CDC about different types of masks. And you know, you mentioned the changing, we've been talking about the changing guidance. I think a lot of people have listened to and looked at all of these changes that have come from the CDC, and it has kind of emboldened their skepticism. And so I try to dive through that as well with the piece to talk about the fact that, you know, we know that masks provide some protection. We also know that a lot of people who don't think masks provide any protection. Our Board of Education here in Chatham County has been grappling with that every time they have to meet to decide whether to approve optional masking each month. So I'll touch on that too. So the story covers a lot of ground.
There's no doubt that it will be a great read when the Chatham News and Record hits the stands tomorrow. You'll also be able to find their coverage on chathamnewsrecord.com, as well as all the other recent stories that they have written and published. And we are speaking with publisher and editor of the paper, Bill Horner. And another story that you mentioned is coming out tomorrow takes a look at a huge international story that's capturing the world's attention right now, which is the tension between Russia and Ukraine. A lot of folks here in the U.S. worried about that. And you also shared that you have some pretty interesting ties to Ukraine, and somebody is writing exclusively for the paper about their firsthand experience in the country, right?
Right, yeah. So my wife, Leanne, and I have been to Ukraine. She's been 5 times, and then we've been together 4 times. We haven't gone since the pandemic began, but we went every year from 2016 to 2019 through our church, through a mission called IP Ukraine. So we've worked directly with Ukraine natives. We've worked in 3 different cities, in Odessa, in Kiev, and Lviv. And we've gotten to be very close friends with some of the folks there. But one of them, Maya Mikuluk, who is, she and her husband, Nick, run the ministry from Kiev in Ukraine. Maya and Nick have been to our house many times. They've stayed with us, and we've stayed with them in Kiev. And I reached out to her, you know, on Sunday, just reading about the escalating situation, and just asked her if she would share some thoughts. So she has written a piece for us, and she's in a really unique position to do that, because she and Nick, back when the situation with Crimea happened a few years ago, they actually made more than 50 trips from their home in Kyiv to the Crimea region to deliver supplies and aid. And so she has she's got her finger on the pulse of what's happening inside Ukraine. So she has written something. And of course, we also have a retired diplomat, Bob Pearson, who lives in Farrington Village here in Chatham County. And Bob and his wife, Maggie, both retired diplomats. Bob did a lot of work in Russia, and so he has actually put something together for us too. So we've got 2 really fascinating first-person perspectives on exactly what's happening in Ukraine and why Americans should care, why Vladimir Putin's effort to kind of take possession of Ukraine, why that should matter to all of us. And plus, Maya, in addition to everything else she does, is a professional photographer. So we've got some amazing pictures from Ukraine. So we've devoted a full page and a half of this week's edition to the situation in Ukraine to address why we should care.
Excited to read both of those pieces and to check it out in the latest edition of the Chatham News and Record that is hitting stands tomorrow. In the meantime, Bill, we've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything from this most recent edition of the paper or anything else coming out in tomorrow's that you want to take a moment to highlight and let people know about?
Yeah, we really have some good copy, as we always do. We've got a really interesting story, actually 2 stories from Hannah McClellan. One is looking at absences in Chatham County schools with kids who are suffering, kids and staff who are suffering from COVID. And we also take a look at what's taken place in the county with departures, with staff members who have left for various reasons and all the position openings that we've got. Victoria Johnson has written a story in conjunction with our emergency management department. We've had snows, of course, the last couple of weekends. And so we take a look at the emergency management office of Chatham County and about how they're prepared to deal with future storms. And then we've had something interesting in Pittsburgh. Anybody, of course, who has driven through Pittsburgh, you come down Hillsborough Street. It's a great place to walk because there's so much to see and do there. But we've had three incidents in the last few months involving pedestrians being struck by cars. So Taylor Heaton, our reporter there, has taken a look at that story and looking at what the Pittsburgh Police Department and town officials are looking at doing with the Department of Transportation to try to figure out how we resolve that. And then we got a phenomenal story by Victor Hensley, our sports editor, about a freshman, a high school freshman in Chatham County, who's already gotten 7 scholarship offers from D1 schools, a football player who's an incredible talent. So that's just the tip of the iceberg for what we've got this week. We've got a lot more, but those are stories that you're really going to want to check out.
Well, they all sound excellent, and it just sounds right along, just par for the course for what the Chatham News and Record is doing. Again, you can find their past work at chathamnewsrecord.com and the new paper hitting the stands tomorrow morning. As always, publisher and editor of the Chatham News and Record, Bill Horner, thanks so much for the time. Thank you guys for your great work, and enjoy catching up to hear everything that you're covering.
Brian, thanks for having us. We always enjoy being on and appreciate your work.